KXRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The White House and Republican leaders in Congress are threatening to withhold back pay from furloughed federal workers when the government shutdown is over. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson.
There are some legal analysts who are saying that that may not be appropriate or necessary in terms of the law requiring that back pay be provided. So I'm sure that'll be there will be a lot of discussion about that.
Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he and Democrats will not budge on the health care demands as a condition for ending the government shutdown.
Republicans should understand they cannot go forward unless we come to a bipartisan agreement to address the health care crisis facing America.
Today is day 7 of the shutdown. President Trump is not ruling out using the Insurrection Act to deploy National Guard troops in cities and states that are fighting such deployments.
Well, I'd do it if it was necessary. So far, it hasn't been necessary, but we have an Insurrection Act for a reason. If I had to enact it, I'd do that. If people were being killed and courts were holding us up or governors or mayors were holding us up, sure, I'd do that. I mean, I want to make sure that people aren't killed.
National Guard members from Texas are at an Army Reserve Center in Illinois. It's the most visible sign yet of the Trump administration's plan to deploy troops to the Chicago area, despite a lawsuit and opposition from Democratic elected leaders. Israel marked the somber second anniversary of the Hamas terror attack today with a series of commemorations. They honored the dead and prayed for the safe return of hostages still being held. Meanwhile, negotiators met in Egypt for a second day in hopes of reaching a ceasefire and releasing the hostages. Down arrows on Wall Street today, the Dow dropped 92 points. This is SRN News. A setback for religious freedom in Colorado.
A three-judge panel of the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the state can force all participants in universal pre-K programs to abide by a so-called LGBT non-discrimination statement. The Catholic Diocese of Denver and several parents took the state to court and might appeal this latest decision to the Supreme Court. Since President Trump added several justices, the High Court has been very supportive of religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
FBI Director Kash Patel says the Bureau is cutting ties with the Southern Poverty Law Center, asserting that the civil rights organization has been turned into a partisan smear machine. Many Christians and conservatives have made this same complaint for years, pointing to the group's annual hate map, which has included such ministries as Focus on the Family and the Family Research Council. These and other groups have been targeted because they oppose gay marriage and transgenderism. This is SRN News. Here's the Tuesday Wall Street Business Report.
The World Trade Organization has sharply raised its forecast for trade growth in goods this year. That after an unexpectedly strong first half driven by front-loaded orders linked to U.S. tariff charges, rising AI-related purchases, and robust developing world trade. President Trump says reaching a trade deal with Canada is no easy task.
It's a complicated agreement, more complicated maybe than any other agreement we have on trade, because, you know, we have natural conflict. We also have mutual love. You know, we have great love for each other. I love Canada and the people of Canada.
The president met today with Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney at the White House. A group of countries that are part of the OPEC Plus alliance has agreed to a small boost in oil production, citing a steady global economic outlook. The close on Wall Street, the Dow was down 91 points, the Nasdaq off by 153. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
SRNnews.com.